Okay, this week's parasha we know is Parashas Vayigash. Probably, maybe arguably, one of the most emotionally laden parashas in the Torah. Starting at the beginning of the parasha, when Yehuda confronts Yosef and says, "Give me back. We can't go back to Yaakov without Binyamin." But the crescendo of the entire story, when Yosef finally reveals himself to his brother, "I'm Yosef, Orav Yichai." And then another very, very emotional moment is when Yaakov comes down to Mitzrayim, finally meets up with Yosef after so many years, over 20 years being apart from his dear, precious son Yosef. A lot of very, very incredible emotions are going on in this parsha. I want to share with you what I think is a very, very, very important lesson, life lesson, that we could take from the parsha if we look a little bit closely at Yosef's behavior in this parsha. The moment finally comes. It says in the beginning of Perek Mem, "V'lo yachol Yosef lis apek." Yosef can't do it anymore. He can't hold back anymore. He can't. What can he do? Rashi fills in. He can't handle the fact that the Egyptians are going to be there and watch his brothers be embarrassed. That itself is so mind-boggling. He doesn't want to embarrass his brothers. Now this is unbelievable. Yosef has 22 years away from his brothers. Yosef was thrown into a pit by his brothers. Yosef was sold down to slavery by his brothers. Yosef had the perfect opportunity to literally give it back to his brothers as they deserved. And what's he worried about? The Egyptians are going to be in this room when I reveal myself to my brothers. They'll be embarrassed. That itself, okay, you know what? Maybe he didn't want to embarrass the family. Maybe you could say he didn't want to embarrass the family. It would look bad for the family. But what's so remarkable, what's so incredible, is Yosef's response, or Yosef's opening words to his brothers. He comes to his brothers and says to his brothers, "Ani Yosef, Olav Yichai." And the brothers are totally bewildered by Yosef's words. They can't even believe it's him. He draws them near. Torah says, "They draw near." He says, "I'm Yosef, your brother. You sold out to Mitzrayim." This is what he says to them. "Don't worry. Don't be sad. You know what? Hashem sent me down here to support you guys. Now that there's a famine, now there's food. You want this food? Because I'm in Mitzrayim to help take care of the situation. There's 2 years of famine in the land. 5 more years. God has sent me to support you." And then the next pasuk, the Atah, listen carefully, amazing words. "Lo atem shalachem osihena." "You didn't send me here," Yosef says to his brothers. "Ki alokim." "God sent me here." "Hayesimini la'av l'faro." "He made me an important man in Paro's house." "U'adom b'chol b'yeso u'moshem chol b'tzrayim." This pasuk of Hosea, I believe, is the key to many, many of our personal, interpersonal relationships. You know, when relationships are going well with each other, when people are working out well with each other, so there's no problems, don't fix it. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But unfortunately, a lot of problems happen when there's a breakdown among relationships. When people don't get along with each other like they could or like they should. Whether it's between husband and wife, siblings, friends, within a community structure. What happens when there is this breakdown of community? What happens when there's a breakdown within family, chas v'shalom? What happens when two friends that used to be very good friends in yeshiva, and all of a sudden something happens, maybe it's on the basketball court, maybe it's in the laundry room, maybe it's the beis medrash even, and all of a sudden there's, quote-unquote, you'll excuse my expression, beef, between them. So now what? What do you do? Listen very carefully. Here's the answer. How do you solve all of your... This is a big soul for life. Don't tune out. You don't want to miss this. How do you solve all of your Beran Machaveo issues for the rest of your life? Oh. Listen closely. Here's the ticket. Yosef told us this. Because Yosef had every right to come and stick it to his brothers and mamash, show them they're wrong. It's your guys are terrible. It's your problem. You made this whole mess. And what does he say? "Don't worry. Why don't worry?" You know why? Listen carefully. Yosef didn't just say these words, he believed them. And if a person really believes what I'm about to share with you, all of his benam lechaverav issues will be solved. Listen carefully. It wasn't you guys, Yosef said. It was Hashem. It was Hashem. If Hashem didn't want me to be in this predicament, I wouldn't be in it. It's true. You guys didn't do the right thing. It's true. The brothers sold those to Mitzrayim. It's true. You know what? You know what they were? They were acting on behalf of Hashem. If somebody is mean to me, how is he mean to me? I don't know. My laundry is in the laundry machine. And he comes and he takes my laundry out and he puts it down on a chair. And the chair is not perfectly clean. I just washed my laundry. Now it gets dirty now. I gotta wash it again. Because I'm a little bit of a OCD personality. And there's a little bit of a crumb on my clothes. I gotta wash it again, let's say. So I'm really mad at that guy. I spent time and money and my heart to get 5 coins and single coins in this yeshiva. It's impossible. And I got the coins. I put the laundry up. Now I got dirty. You know what? Go over to him and say, hey, buddy, it's all good. Why? Because if Hashem didn't will it to happen to you, it wouldn't have happened. Does everyone have Bechira Chavshis? Of course. Should he have been more thoughtful? Certainly. Should the brothers maybe not have done what he did? Maybe also. But you know what? Yosef saw beyond all of that. Yosef saw that it was from Hashem. And that's what he said to the brothers. Don't worry, guys. Don't be sad. You know why? Because it's all from Hashem. Now listen carefully, Chavri. Yosef had 22 years in the trying to remind himself and to ingrain this into his system. Yosef is thrown into the pit. Ishes Potiphar. Disaster. It's all from Hashem. What's Yosef constantly saying? It says in Rashi, earlier in the Torah, in the three parashas of back, Shem Shamayim Shagur B'Fiv, in parashas Vayeshev. He's always saying, Baruch Hashem, Be'ezus Hashem. He realizes everything that happens to him in life is Hashem's will. And you know what? If he realizes that, guess what? Angry? I'm not going to be angry. I'm not going to be angry. This is a test, this is a challenge. Hashem wants me to have this challenge. I'm going to become greater from this challenge. And therefore, I'm not going to let this bring me down. The Rambam, when he describes laws in Midos, in his book, doesn't call the Hilchos Midos. What does he call it? Hilchos, who knows? Hilchos Deos. What does Deos mean? What does the word Das mean?
Knowledge.
Knowledge. You know why? Because Midos aren't just character traits that a person has. Midos relate and reflect a person's Das. If a person thinks through things properly, they'll be able to refine their midos tremendously. It requires a lot of das. You're right. This hashkafa that I'm sharing with you right now, Rabosai, that everything is from Hashem. Is it true? Of course it's true. But you know what it requires? It requires a person to review it, and think it over, and swallow it, and digest it, and internalize it, and then it becomes a part of him. And then, when something challenging happens to him, they'll be able to go ahead and overcome that challenge. I was last week on Hanukkah, I was supposed to go with my wife and my daughters and my son to Bnei Brak one morning, last Sunday morning. This past Sunday morning, we were off from Shiva. I went on Sunday morning to Bnei Brak. Why? My wife wanted to take my daughters there to Rebbetzin Kaladetsky. Who's that? Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita's daughter. And when Rav Chaim's wife passed away a few years ago, Rav Chaim appointed his daughter to take over the Rebbetzin ship of Bnei Brak, and she's an amazing woman. And we sat in her living room, in her dining room for 20 minutes, and she was talking to my wife about names of some people that needed shidduchim and needed refuos and different things. It was an amazing, amazing experience. And my wife said, someone was talking about Shalom Bayis, and the Rebbetzin said, by the way, if you want a zechus for Shalom Bayis, I'll tell you how to get Shalom Bayis. She said, three things, bimivater, and bimivater. Which means, let things go, let things go. If you're a stickler and you're stuck on things and it's set in your ways and that's my way, if the toothpaste has to be, you know, squeezed, the bottle has to be squeezed a certain way, and if it's not squeezed that way, you're going to be mad at your wife one day, chas v'shalom, guess what? You may have shalom bias problems. If you say, you know what, she's hard on me, I'm going to let her do things her way, and I'll be happy with that, even though I might like things differently. I want the house to be perfectly neat. She's okay if it's a little bit Hamish, let's say. You know what? I have two choices. Either I can say, you know what? I'm the boss of this house. I pay the bills. And therefore, it's got to be my way or the highway. Or you can say, you know what? No. Let it be her way. That's what she said. You know the school of Hashem Bayis is? Mevater, mevater, mevater. Finally, last beautiful magnet on my fridge. And my daughter brought home from seminary last year. It says in the fridge, it's a picture of Rishtaimen, does that sound? Did you hear it? It was just last week. First year it said. Rishtaimen had the following phrase. Narayiti, gam zakati. It's not him so far. Those aren't his words. Velorayiti, same, still not his words. Whose words are those? Berkas HaMazon's words. Where do they come from? What?
It's a good song.
Good song?
Tavid
HaMelech, good. Narayisi gam zakanti, velorayisi. Next words are not Tzadim Nezav on the magnet on the fridge, but below I didn't see Mivater Mafsid, which means I didn't see a person that was Mivater, that gave in, lose out. Sometimes you think, if I give in, I'm losing out. Yosef Watzke said, no, I'm losing out. I have such a great opportunity. I can give it right back to them. He didn't do that. Because he realized, you didn't do it. If Hashem didn't will this to happen, it wouldn't have happened. The more a person has the recognition and the reality and the realization that whatever happens to him, it's true. People are responsible for their actions. Of course we are. The brothers are responsible for their actions. And they were responsible for their actions. But if Hashem didn't will it, it wouldn't have been. If Hashem doesn't let it happen, it won't happen. When a person internalizes that idea, so much of the non-material challenges that we have, so much of our interpersonal challenges that we have, just fall by the wayside. So I give us all a bracha. We should learn from Yosef HaTzadik, how to be a tzadik, how to live with Hashem in our lives, how to realize what happens to us is meant to happen to us. We'll be zocher to have a very, very close relationship with Hashem, and even stronger relationships as well with our friends. Wonderful Shabbos Samosa. Mincha right now.